Well, hey, boys.
Thank you, Laura. The drive is live, and we're live in the building right here on a electric Wednesday. A lot to get to today. Lights out. Sean Merriman will join the show coming up at the bottom of the hour. He'll give us his thoughts on the Texans and where they are right now, and we'll talk a little bit of the Super Bowl to see his thoughts on that. He was one who thought the Bills, his former team, would get there. We'll get his thoughts on a little bit of Josh Allen, a little bit of all of that coming up at the bottom of the hour. And it is a Wednesday, and we got a little NFL playoff edition of Stock Up, Stock Down, as well as our guy, the first Rockets report with Brandon Scott. He'll join us.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here, Skeezy.
That's right, yeah, 4:40. Wednesday in the 4 o'clock hour. So a lot to get to today. But before we get anywhere else, Clint, I got to let you know this Texans OC search is on full blast, baby. We heard yesterday, old Thad Lewis, quarterback coach, former Duke Blue Devil.
You just made the list.
We got guys who was playing college football in 2010 now getting OC jobs. Just makes me feel real old. But I was well out of college, but Van Lewis, he was the latest to get interviewed, and then Nick Cayley, the passing game coordinator and tight ends coach for the Rams under Sean McVay.
Yeah, girl.
He is the latest to get interviewed and look to get interviewed by the Texans. Nick Cayley is highly regarded and has the background with Sean McVay's system, and previously with the Patriots, like Nick Caserio, the general manager. So that is the latest, baby. It's going, man. They're out here getting them in, baby. Syracuse OC, Thad Lewis, Nick Cayley.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we talked a few days ago we went back to the D'Amico Ryans hiring, the hiring a defensive-minded head coach and the turnover that could and probably will happen at the offensive coordinator position.
That has happened.
It's arrived, and this is exactly what I was scared of, folks. This is what I was afraid of, man. Can we get real about this OC search at this point in time? This is a joke. This is a joke. I mean, I tried to be patient for a few days and wait around. And look, I've listened to the Chip Kelly stuff, and that may very well be something that could come to fruition. But
I believe the other candidates is what's turned you around on Chip.
I mean, you fired Bobby Slowick, right? Which again, I'm on record. I'm fine with you firing Bobby Slowick. Plenty reason to justify that. But you fired Bobby Slowick. You fired an offensive coordinator that you won 10 games with. Your quarterback put up a historically great rookie year. And a disappointing but still numbers-wise really good second year in 110 games. You fired Bobby Slowick to go out and interview Thad Lewis, Nick Cayley, and Jeff Nixon?
Are you shitting me?
No disrespect to you all's family.
I mean, no disrespect. It's just the reality of it is when
that's not what you thought you was going to be seeing?
No, it's not what I thought I was going to be seeing. I mean, we've talked about this, and we've talked about you were blue in the face. I mean, the Texans right now have the advantage that every team in the NFL is looking for, with the exception of about five or six of them, right? You found your quarterback. You found your franchise quarterback. He is on a rookie deal. You have a free $40 or $50 million that you can play with right now over the next 2 years. And we're interviewing guys that would be the next Bobby Slowick?
Oh, no.
A roll of the dice?
I mean, hopefully the next Bobby Slowick.
A guy that came up in the same system in this Shanahan, Kubiak, McVay brotherhood, if you will, whatever it is. Like, that's what we're doing. And the other part of that is, like, you fired Bobby Slowick with what appears to have no idea of who or what kind of,
yeah,
of
I think that's
of
the
coordinator
part,
you're looking for.
That's the part that gets you is, and maybe they still do, and they're just, I don't know, they're acting like they have to do the Rooney Rule or something. I don't know, like they got to interview.
Well, they're definitely going to check that box, but Ron, I mean, look, the
but Gerard, you thought they had somebody in mind. You thought we're going to make the move on Bobby Slowick because we got somebody in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I would be willing. Like Gerard Johnson is the only one in this group that makes sense. Gerard Johnson is the only one in the group that makes sense because you can say D'Amico's been in the building with him. all of the decision makers have been in the building with him, and they know, hey, this dude's got it. This is the next dude right here, and we're willing to take a gamble on it. And if you hire Gerard Johnson, the terminology doesn't change. The continuity in the building, the chemistry in the building doesn't change one bit. And so I could ride with that. I can get down with that. I got to trust D'Amico on that. I know Gerard as a friend. I don't know Gerard as a coach. I got to trust D'Amico on that. But I could see, like I said before, I don't have to agree with everything, but I'd like to see the method to the madness. That makes me feel real comfortable. This, I tried to be patient for a few days. This right here is just, this is a joke.
Well, so sorry. Do you agree with Clint right now? The names we have, the most recent name, Nick Caley, tight ends coach, passing game coordinator under Sean McVay with the Rams. Fair to them. Sean McVay has had some really good success with guys underneath him, Kevin O'Connell being one of them, and Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. But he's the latest. Thad Lewis, Jeff Nixon, the OC from Syracuse, Thad Lewis, the quarterback coach under Liam Cohen, Duval. Tyler's pissing himself that he didn't get that quick enough.
I'm going to be on it now.
And then Gerard Johnson, the quarterback's coach, the one that Clint said makes sense. Are you disappointed so far with this list? Or are you being patient with it right now? Because that's what I'm going to do. Like, what is it that's ticking you off the most here? Is it that you just haven't seen a name or enough names that make sense? Or you just don't like the direction of the names they're going in?
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, both of those can be true. Look, I mean, look, I understand that you've got there's a broader net that you're casting out there, and you're interviewing guys that could be potential down the road. They could be position coaches. I get that. But there is, with that, other than the leak or the thought that Chip Kelly could be potentially the guy. Other than that, and I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen anything other than the ability to connect a bunch of dots and hope and pray that that's the guy. I mean, other than that, I mean, I don't even know who's out there. But that's my point, is like, when you hire a defensive-minded head coach and you find your quarterback, if you can't consistently go replace the offensive coordinator, whether he's bad and you fire him or he's good and he gets hired somewhere else, if you can't consistently replace the coordinator, then your ass is going to be in trouble. And you hope and pray that this happens, whether you fire him or he moves on, in a year where there's a bunch of offensive coordinators on the streets, or there's a bunch of offensive coordinators that are interested in your particular situation in Houston. The reality of it is, I don't care whether there are people out there or not. I just don't like that the Texans are caught in this situation of firing an offensive coordinator in Bobby Slowick that you've invested 2 years in, that was your dude 2 years ago, and now it's let's fire him and figure it out afterwards. That just seems like a risky deal, man.
And the name that I think most people have, I don't even know if the word is excited, but the one that most people have felt like, all right, I'm at least intrigued, Chip Kelly, that we've heard for a minute. It's the one name that hasn't been brought in for an interview.
And guess what? He's not coaching the Super Bowl.
No, he's not.
I mean, it would be very easy to bring him in and interview him, but yeah. But I mean, I am surprised
right now that they've got, and maybe Nick Caley did. I don't think so, because Sean McVay is there.